Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Lieutenant Governor Stratton is now the likely successor to Senator Dick Durbin. Let's get more on what happened yesterday. Channel 5's political reporter Marianne Ahern from NBC joining us. Good morning, Marianne. How did Stratton overcome Krishnamoorthy's endless TV commercials that also started very early?
Well, I guess there was some voter fatigue. It sure seems that way. I thought it would be closer, and yet while he was the front runner from the beginning and spent nearly $30 million, it just didn't work. People in Illinois decided that they wanted someone more progressive. Krishnamoorthy took the moderate lane, and it certainly helped to have Governor Pritzker's backing.
The other race I wanted to ask you about, it seemed like with all the coverage of Reverend Jesse Jackson in the wake of his death, it would give a boost to Jesse Jackson Jr.'s campaign for his old congressional seat. What happened, do you think?
Right. I mean, we all thought perhaps there was going to be a comeback, and that would have been quite a story. Here he had served in Congress and, of course, went to prison for more than a year over campaign fraud, finance fraud, and of course, when his father died in the middle of the campaign. But in this case, Donna Miller and her ads, and she's well-known, she's a county commissioner. She was backed by AIPAC, one of the controversial, maybe not everyone says that, but they supported four different candidates in the congressional race. Two of them in Illinois won, two of them lost. Her ads seemed to break through. They didn't break through for Raja Krishnamoorthy, but in Donna Miller's case, she won.
Let's talk a little bit about the rematch coming in November between Pritzker and Bailey. For Bailey to win, he has to do better in the suburbs, doesn't he?
Also the city. Interesting, and that's going to be a very tall order. Before I fell asleep for a few moments overnight, I did see that Darren Bailey posted on social media, "Chicago, here I come," something like that. That's not an exact quote. So he is definitely changing his tune on what he had to say in his first bid for office, which was, "Chicago is a hellhole." Now he realizes that was a mistake. And so he has to get some kind of Chicago-centered votes, whether it is those collar counties around the city or somehow disenfranchised Democratic voters.
Did you think the race between Tony Preckwinkle and Alderman Brendan Riley would be closer? Because it really wasn't.
It wasn't. She handily trounced him. And I thought that perhaps that was going to be tighter. Here she is for her fifth term, and that doesn't happen very often. And yet, at the same time, you had to wonder, who was all a part of Brendan Riley's coalition? You need to have more than one group of people saying, you know, I'm with you. And I don't know who else his coalition was when he couldn't count on Black and Latino voters in the city.
Was there any message that came out of the results last night for Democrats and Republicans nationally to really be aware of?
Yes, I do think so, Bob. I think that immigration was such a big deal here in Chicago with the deportation raids, Operation Midway Blitz, folks worried and upset of how those were handled. And polls showed 70% of those who cast their early vote, and we know that the early vote was big because Election Day, with the weather was so lousy. Anyway, those who had cast their early vote, immigration was a top issue. And so those upset with ICE and, as far as Democratic voters, upset with President Trump, that message really won through. Juliana Stratton had a much more progressive stand. One of her ads literally had an expletive, you know, it said F Trump. And some were taken aback by that. And yet, here she is, the winner this morning.
We're not talking about the race for mayor here in Chicago just yet. Mayor Johnson has a little time. It certainly seems like he has kind of tried to up his game lately. He wants the job. What are you projecting right now? Got any predictions for us?
Well, I do think because the Democrats so often win in November here that, yes, the attention is going to shift to the mayor's race and speculating of who's going to get in. And that, of course, is going to the big question is Alexi Janulis, the Secretary of State, who won easily last night. Does he get in? And he's going to have to say so even before the November race for his Secretary of State job. Because the mayor's race is next February, it's a quick turnaround. Then we have Susana Mendoza. We have there's some young candidates like Jamal Green, who's run before. Does he do it again? And Alderman Villalegas. I mean, there's going to be a big crowd. But I do think that Alexi Janulis is going to watch this. What happened with Krishnamoorthy, who tried to sort of clear the field, you know, with all of his ads and a lot of money, saying, you know, look, I'm the heir apparent, and it didn't work out. So you've got to tread sort of, you know, softly there, in trying to claim this is my race to win. As far as the mayor, I didn't even mention him. I do think he's in, and while his poll numbers are down right now, you know, things change quickly. People have short memories.
Yeah, they do. Always good insight from NBC5 political reporter Marianne Ahern. You'll have a busy day on television, won't you?
Of course, doing all the recap. I'll be there.
Thanks for getting up early with us today, Marianne. Appreciate it, as always.